Bro, did I ever tell you about the time I pudding wrestled Joyce DeWitt New Year's Eve 1979? Oh my God. I, that little minx had me in a bone-crushing half Nelson, and I had tapioca coming out of my nose, dude. Like I got pudding in my eyes, and I couldn't see a thing, right? Uh-huh. So when I went to grab her to fight back, I accidentally grabbed her butt. Jesus.
What was that?
Timo? What's the matter? Spider? Well, just kill the fucking thing.
No. Scary. You kill. You kill Herbie.
Look, I can't do it now, man. We're starting the show.
Fuse box.
Wow.
Jeez, dude. You know what? There is never a dull moment around here. I mean, no. How can a guy that big who can throw Frigidaires around like they're toys be afraid of a spider?
I feel him.
God. Anyway, I'll tell you the rest of that pudding story over lunch. Suffice it to say that Joyce DeWitt kicked the ever-loving crap out of me, bro. And I couldn't have been happier for it, if you catch my drift.
I do. Yes, I do. Very much.
Folks, you are once again tuned in to Fusebox. This one is number 276, titled I Did It, Rod, which of course we'll explain later if we remember. Hey, help yourself to a cold one over there. There's a cooler behind you there.
You know, I think I'm good right now, but don't get me wrong. I have enjoyed many a breakfast beer and, morning cocktail in the past. So give me a minute here. But I think to start, at least one of us should be kind of sober, maybe.
No, good point. Good point. Yeah.
Because you're a professional, right?
Yeah. A professional drinker. Yeah.
Right.
Wait a minute. Where did I leave off?
Well, you were introing the show.
Oh, right. I got it.
Do you, though? Do you really got it?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, trust me.
I do. So, yeah, you were introducing...
Dude, I'm a little off here just because, folks, like I was saying, this is Fusebox 276, and I'm your host for the day, Milt Caines.
If that's your real name.
Which it isn't.
Right.
And over there... occupying his own universe. Today's co-host, for reasons we'll get into here in a sec, Mr. Jeff Pollard.
I figured we'd get around to...
Who, as both of our listeners know... Oh, shit. Sorry, bro. I stepped all over you there. You know, our timing might be a little off today.
Look, no sweat, man. No sweat. I was just saying I kind of figured we'd get around to letting everyone know... I was here, sort of standing in for Mark. Anyway, my bad. Finish your thought. I'll just try to sit here quietly and stay out of the way.
Yeah, we'll get it locked in here, man. But before we do, we're going to go ahead and take a quick break here, folks, so Jeff and I can try to get our shit together. And oh, by the way, we'll also have a Grindhouse Minute later on with 42nd Street Pete. So keep those ear holes open wide for more greasy, grimy Grindhouse gore served up ghastly hot from old Pete himself back in a minute.
Got the message?
Big news, friends. Grindhouse Resurrection Magazine is back with a vengeance.
Over 140 pages of deliriously demented and historically accurate info on this wondrously whacked period of cinema. This issue features an article by Pete Chiarella on three blaxploitation films that no one ever talks about. And he tells you why. And along that same topic, Bill Karschmidt discusses two of the genre's finest offerings ever produced. Then, John Satzer lifts the creaking lid on another obscurity, Impulse, from 1974, starring William Shatner as a maniacal killer con man. Yeah, not to be missed. And there's just so much more. Head on over to 42ndStreetPete.net and pick up a copy. This one is bursting at the seams with goodness, so get them while they're still in stock. That's 42ndStreetPete.net.
The show for everybody, but not everybody will like it. TheFuseBoxShow.com.
Well, we're back. I was just saying, folks may remember that you're not only the creative force behind all the Fusebox visuals, you know, the cover artwork and the promo material, t-shirt designs from the store, etc., but you're also a co-producer along with Mark and myself.
Yep.
A voice actor.
Mm-hmm.
And you write most of the skits, too.
Yeah. Guilty on all counts.
Yeah, bro. With all those guilties, people might think you're a fucking Republican.
Oh, God, no.
I would rather die first.
No. So, yeah, we should explain what my ass is actually doing where Mark's ass is supposed to be.
Yeah, I guess we should, shouldn't we? Pollard's here because Mr. Mark Rose, and I'm really not kidding here with you folks, is in Alaska, of all places, attending the 2026 Alaska Iditarod race, of all things.
Yeah, I mean, who to believe that, right?
Dude, when he told me what he was doing, you could have knocked me over with a Malamute. Seriously, I didn't think they allowed old hippies in Alaska.
So what's his, I mean, why in the hell is he
risking life and limb in sub-zero temps like some kind of emaciated yeti?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, he's likely to get eaten by a raging herd of penguins or a damn flock of mooses or something. But dude, I mean, the guy weighs like what, 82 pounds soaking wet, so I guess maybe he wouldn't be worth the effort for a grizzly, but still, man.
Right? Now, me, I'd definitely be worth the effort to a starving bear. Hell, man, hold fam-damly if bears could feast on my hairy, bloated carcass for at least a couple of winters easily.
So what do you weigh these days anyway, man?
Yeah, we're not going to talk about that, bro. Yeah, hey, with the holidays, I'm a sloppy mess right now.
Oh, no, man, you are gorgeous. In fact, you're the perfect weight for your height. If you were, you know, 6'13" and a half.
Oh, dude.
Okay. That was uncalled for. My bad. I know. But seriously, what's Mark doing in Alaska again? I mean, I know he's not actually participating in the Iditarod, which, by the way, is just, to me, a good way to die a horrible death. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, you know, those people are Looney Tunes, bro. Don't chicks race in that thing, too?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And they've won it. They've won the thing.
That's pretty badass. Seriously, I think I read that something like over 150 dogs have died in that race.
Yeah, that's not good. And I'm sure PETA has to be totally thrilled by that. But I'm sure that's a topic for a different show. Anyway, so again, why is Mark up there?
Oh, right. We were going to talk about that. Well, he's in Alaska because he started doing some work for this outfit up there. It's a community radio station called KNOM. Mm. And he just loves the hell out of those cats, whom I guess are mostly all indigenous folks. And anyway, he's been working with them for a couple of years now, designing their on-air imaging and program productions and the like. And
yeah.
So they just asked if he wanted to come up and help out with the station's coverage of the Iditarod. See, Nome, Alaska is the actual finish line for that race, which is, you know, quite a big thing up there. Nome triples in size during that event, evidently. And people actually come from all over this globe to attend this thing.
It triples in size?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, I think the population's something like 7,000, you know.
Oh, that's amazing. That's stinking cool, man.
Yeah, man. And I'm sure Alaska's beautiful to look at, you know, sit in front of a big fire and a nice warm lodge or wood log cabin.
Yeah.
Six or nine adult hot chocolates flowing like a river. and maybe curled up next to
Joyce DeWitt.
Bro, you so get me.
You know, you should call her.
I should call her.
You should.
Oh, you know, yeah. Yeah.
Look, beneath that faded Neil Sedaka t-shirt you're wearing right there, I got to tell you, you are definitely a man of mystery with many, many layers to go along with that questionable decision-making and very shady past. But sometimes, yeah, once in a while, I can kind of figure you out a little bit. Not always.
I'm just a simple man, bro.
Dude, you are a human Rubik's Cube.
Yeah, that's pretty right on. Sorry to say.
A cracked and well-worn Rubik's Cube with like a couple of pieces missing.
Oh, brother. You said a mouthful there. You know, it's been a wild ride these past 46 and a half gazillion years in this business. That is for sure.
Is that, too much sex, drugs, and rock and roll, and, I don't know, maybe too much pudding wrestling?
Bro, there's no such thing as too much pudding wrestling. But yeah, the rest of it. Yeah, oh yeah. But you know what?
What's up?
I wouldn't hardly change a thing, man.
Really?
I really wouldn't. Even the crappy shit that happened, because I was young,
yeah,
and stupid, and I thought I was, you know,
bulletproof.
Yeah, exactly. What's that quote from Mickey Mantle? How's that go again?
Mickey Mantle?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. If I knew I was going to live this long, I would have taken better care of myself.
Yeah, that's it.
Words to live by.
That's the one. Oh, man. Yeah. That right there pretty well sums it up. Again, I really wouldn't change much at all, but just maybe not gone full tilt boogie.
Hey, speaking of blowjobs.
What? wait a minute. Were we talking about oral pleasures and I somehow missed it? Or?
Well, no, actually we weren't. And why wouldn't we? But we weren't. But
because for a second there, I thought I might have zoned out because, you know, the 60s and then right. the 70s and then the 80s. Yeah.
Yeah, man. Again, your layers have layers. But no, I was just going to ask if you might now be ready to finally identify the mystery blonde who was in the car with you that time you got arrested in Utah, right? Utah for lewd acts or whatever the charge was.
No, that.
Yeah.
You know what? That was definitely.
And as far as mugshots go, by the way, yours was a really good one. Folks, it's on Facebook, Milt's Facebook page, if you haven't seen it. That's a good mugshot.
Well, thank you kindly. Yeah, that was a trip, bro. That cop, he was so serious. He acted like we robbed an orphanage or something.
So who was the mystery blonde? You've never divulged that. Mm. She was a famous actress, right? Or a singer or something?
Yeah. She was an actress, okay. Right? Yeah. No, I think I got to maintain her privacy since, you know, she's still among us and married and with kids and all that. Hell, she probably has grandkids by now, so.
Okay, I get it. I wouldn't reveal her either, I guess. I mean, I don't know. I was just kind of teasing you here.
Bro, I'll be the first to admit, I'm not always a total gentleman when it comes to the ladies. But I have my moments on occasion. Maybe not as often as I should, but we won't get into my love life.
Well, and speaking of scary.
See what you did there. But yeah, you know what we got right now.
Well, a restraining order, venereal disease, an eviction notice.
All good guesses. And thanks for the cue. But no, we got 42nd Street Pete right here and with a Grindhouse Minute. Our good buddy Pete reviews a body count Lollapalooza of a Western from 1967. Called Payment in Blood. Hit it, Pete!
And now it's time for another Grindhouse Minute with 42nd Street Pete.
Let me take you back to 1967 for a spaghetti western called Payment in Blood, which had a body count that would envy or rival all the Friday the 13th, Halloween's, and Texas Chainsaw Massacres combined. And this is when they were looking for somebody to replace Clint Eastwood. So they had Ed Burns come in as this undercover agent cowboy who's trying to infiltrate Colonel Blake's gang of marauders left over from the Civil War, who basically raid, kill, and rape all the towns. Sort of think of this as a reverse Magnificent Seven with the bad guys all having inventive ways to kill people with like spurs, knives, bullwhips, shit like that. So he gets involved with this whole thing, with this fake thing about a catch of gold somewhere or bullion or bills or whatever. And of course, you know, the gang falls for it. But he's in with a sheriff and they make a deal to like trap the gang in town. The gang gets in there, turns the sheriff, tortures him. Now they know that the Burns character is their enemy and they tie him up for later. But then the whole town was riding out as a posse. And when they come back into town, these seven guys are on the roofs and basically cut everyone down, in which the body count is extremely high. And only one of them gets killed. Then they are lured to this cave where supposedly the treasure is, but they dig it out. And all of a sudden, Colonel Blake turns on his men because one of them wants his share right now, so he shoots them. But the agent has been hiding in there, and they have this shootout, which basically leaves everybody dead except Blake, and the townspeople arrive and tear him to pieces. So I had cut school in 67 and went down to the good old Embassy Theater in Orange to see this thing, and I had no idea what I was seeing, but it stuck with me for years. And this is one of those films that wound up in the public domain, crappy VHS days, with alternate titles like Blake's Marauders and Seven Winchesters for a Massacre. It did get a decent DVD release through Wild East, but that one's long out of print. So it's definitely worth looking for.
Stay safe. We'll catch you on the flip side.
This has been another Grindhouse Minute with 42nd Street Pete.
Wow. You know, I love Pete's reviews, but yeah, you know what? I think I'm going to pass on Payment in Blood. Thank you very much. Grindhouse films are more your thing anyway, and Mark's. I mean, those are your cup of entrails, not not really mine.
Well, you know, definitely Mark's, because they're kind of hit or miss for me. But yeah. Pete's reviews, man, they're just worth the wait.
Yeah, he's a gem.
So, Pollard.
Yes.
You got anything on your mind you'd care to rant about or discuss? We're kind of just, you know, flying by the seat of our pants here today, folks. So, you know, casual life.
Well, casual's good. I mean, like I said, I'm just keeping the seat warm and trying not to fuck up until, you know, Mark gets back, hopefully in one piece, by the way. But, you know, no, not really. I mean, I'm open to discussing anything. So if you're itching to rant and rave or, you know, lash out or or whatever, by all means, man, litter rip. Lord knows there's plenty of shit to talk about, what with America Land circling the damn drain because of dementia Donnie and steering the ship straight into a goddamn iceberg with the help of the Republican Party, you know, his fucking State of the Union last night.
Yeah, that was a trip. Yeah. Holy carp, though. Wait a damn minute. You know, if I don't mention this thing, seriously, Mark will force me to watch Invasion of the Brain Eaters sober again for the 114th time. So, you know Jody Lorimer.
Yeah, our favorite hippie chick. Right. And I mean that with love.
Absolutely. Well, she's been a friend of the show forever and has written some twisted epiphanies for us over the years and have gotten some you know, recognition. So that's all very cool. Anyway, Jody wrote this book a while back called The Labyrinth of Melusine. And
I feel fear creeping up my pants right now.
Right? Well, anyway, Mark had one of his shroom-inspired ideas to turn that book into a radio series. And this book of hers has kind of got that, you know, Game of Thrones, Witcher, Wheel of Time vibe going. So Mark thought he would make a great audio series since there really isn't anything out there like that, you know?
Oh, that's cool. That's a cool idea.
Yeah. So Jody started a GoFundMe page to raise some scratch to pay for the production of a pilot episode. Mm. And, you know, just see what happens.
Yeah.
So, folks, if you want to help a struggling artist realize a dream.
Artist hippie.
Yeah. Help our friend Jody Lorimer by visiting her GoFundMe page and chipping in to make that happen. A link to that is in the show description.
Yeah, very cool. Very nice. I like that.
Yeah, it'll be cool, too. Mm-hmm. A lot of folks have helped us out on Fusebox will be cast in this thing. And maybe even you, Mr. Pollard. So dust off your puffy shirts and shit.
Okay. Look, for Jody, my puffy shirts will be at their most puffy. By the way, not to, you know, not to throw a damper in the whole thing here, but you think maybe we should wrap up the show here? I mean, I'm looking at the clock, and I'm kind of...
Dude, you are on top of it.
Well, I don't know about that. I'm just a white guy trying to get by, my man.
Bro, same here. But yeah, now's a good time to wrap. Besides, I'm starving, and my beer's empty. Folks.
Same.
Yeah. Jeff and I are going to call it a show right here. But this was fun, man.
Man, totally. This was a blast. I had a great time. And personally, I think Mark should go away more often.
Right. Anyway. folks, thanks for tuning in here to Fusebox 276. I did it, Rod. And we want to thank 42nd Street Pete and Grindhouse Resurrection Magazine for another great film review. And
yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And for their ongoing support.
Thanks, Pete.
Yeah. Check out all things Grindhouse at 42ndstreetpete.net. And who else? Oh, and we want to thank Sabra May for lending her sexy voice to today's proceedings. And
oh, yeah.
Thanks to you.
Thanks. Sorry, I was thinking it. I didn't mean to say it, but yeah.
Thanks to you, Mr. Pollard, for keeping me company.
Yeah.
And for all the other cool shit you do.
Oh, my God. My pleasure. Very happy to help, my man. This was fun, really. I had a great time, and, you know, thanks for having me.
Cool.
Oh, and thanks for the drinks.
Yeah, betcha. Anytime. Hey, folks, don't forget to drop by our Patreon page and join the Fusebox Army to help us keep plugging away here. One day, we promise, we're going to get it right.
We promise? Really?
Yes.
Okay. Good to have a goal.
So, yeah. Go to patreon.com/thefusebox show to become a member and get yourselves a bunch of free cool crap. No, seriously. Free crap.
Yes.
And speaking of cool crap, it's not free crap, but it's cool crap. Anyway, stop looking at online porn long enough to head on over to the Fusebox store at thefuseboxshow.com and hit the swag menu item there at the top to check out all of Pollard's creative artistic brilliance.
Oh, well, thank you.
And get yourself or a loved one something special.
You know, you can never have enough Fusebox whiskey mugs, I say, or Fusebox church flasks, or Suicide Sally's hoodies or tees.
Damn straight, bro. And with that, let us lastly, but mostly, thank all of you out there who...
You mean both our listeners?
All two of them,
right.
Thank you, folks, for always pushing play, dropping the old needle, and getting your Fusebox podcast on. We hope you enjoyed today's show, and as always,
until our next cartoon.
Bro, you got them pipes, man. Nicely done.
I do what I can with what I got.
You know, it never ends, bro. Timo, hang on. I'm coming. I'm coming.
That's what she said.
Fuse Box.